Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the Christmas Eve edition, and Barbecue Bob and I are taking a little bit of time and stepping back and counting our blessings for the year. The Grilling Guys had a fantastic 2016, and we're looking forward to a great 2017 as well. But today's show, we're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to talk a little bit about a Bloody Mary mix, and we're going to talk with a seafood restaurateur, and then we're going to maybe get a little Big Pauly and get a little Christmas ideas on some food from him. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, Merry Christmas, and thanks for joining us this morning. Merry Christmas to everybody and to all our friends in Hawaii. Mile kaliki maka and hauli maki hiki ho.
Every time.
Got to stay sharp, baby.
Absolutely.
I was going to go with the Japanese version too, but I can't remember.
So, Bob, been doing a lot of cooking. You've got a bunch of people around for, I know that I'll be over this evening to celebrate. Traditionally, we get together with you and your family on Christmas Eve in the evening. After our church service, we head over and share a little Yuletide joy, and looking forward to it. I've got some surprises that I'm going to be bringing over.
That scares me.
Yeah, I'm not going to share them, but we've been up making food for a couple days now that we're going to be bringing over.
I told you not to bring food. We got it all planned.
I understand.
You don't listen.
I'm bringing fun food. I'm not bringing entrees. I'm bringing stuff, man. You're gonna see food that is art and whimsical.
You're not gonna walk it in the door and slaughter it in the kitchen this
That's
time.
Correct. Not That's like good. Last time. Yeah. No, last time it was the full fondue, full
on fondue.
Because
those people are still looking for that cat.
Yeah.
That was not even cool.
Easy,
at all.
Easy. Well, you know what, though? That's the best story we've ever told, in my opinion.
No, I think killing the hog on air was better.
Yeah, right.
So, but anyway. Hey, you know what? Today is a birthday of a very dear friend of ours.
Who's that?
That is Greg Mosheri. So we want to send out a big, big hug and a happy birthday to Mr. Mosheri. I think this is the big one. I think he's the big 6-0.
Oh, really? So, well, for those of you that don't know, we have a third partner in the Grilling Guys. He's ever silent. That is Greg Mosheri. But Greg is a media consultant and really is the brainchild of the Grilling Guys. He's the one that introduced the concept to us and put us together. And the rest, as they say, is history. So we have a debt of gratitude to Greg, because the Grilling Guys were put together in his mind, and, yep. And we're just working it.
And he started his career right here at Wood Radio.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
So,
25
years ago or so, and now he's like the number one radio consultant in the country.
Right.
So, he, you know, wood was good.
Yeah. Wood is good.
Yeah.
That's a true statement.
So, had just a phenomenal time grilling this week. A lot of basic stuff, but was playing around with that Sapphire again. And
that's a Kamado grill, right?
Yeah. It's ceramic. A Kamado grill. And I got my venison back from Pinckney Hill. And I pulled some chops out, and I used a little marinade that I came up with years ago. I scoured our site. If you go to thegrillingguys.com, you'll find up in the menu bar, if you just search for whatever food you're looking for, you might find a recipe there that you like. But I'll share it in the final segment. It's a little bit detailed, but I guess my point is, it's just so fun to just pull something out, whether you're familiar with it or not, and just try it on the grill. And if it's just your family anyway and you're pretty decent at the grill, you're not going to disappoint anybody. There's not many bad recipes online. And if it is, you're going to know it when you see it. Just stay away from the ones that don't sound like they could possibly make sense.
Right. Now, on that Kamado grill, Bob, in that scenario, did you use it as a smoker with a setter plate between there?
No, I didn't have the plate setter on.
Okay.
I'd use it as a grill.
Okay.
But I did throw some of that plum wood on there that I had. So it still does get a little smoky. And I'm still using the Parker Pure Mountain Charcoal.
Right. And I did the same thing this week, and I want to talk to you about that because the Kamado grills, I have a Big Green Egg. You have the Sapphire. They're basically the same concept. There's a trap door on the bottom that lets air in, and then there's a baffle on the top that lets the air out, and it's that flow of air that controls the heat, right? Well, when you're using that as a charcoal grill, the dome is up, so it's just getting tons of air in there.
It'll get out of control.
It does, and that's where I was going to talk to you about because I had when we did a Christmas party for our friends at Wells Fargo, and I bought some extra lamb chops, and I had held them back, and I cooked them this week. And I did it the exact same thing you did, as I used the Kamado as a charcoal grill. But when you open that lid up and you let all that air in on that Parker Mountain charcoal, man, that stuff got hot in a hurry. And you had to let it flare up, and then it settles down after a period of time. But I had a basketball size of red embers, just, you know, 800 degrees in there.
Here's a little tip for people out there with a Kamado. If you're going to grill in that fashion, and we're going to call that direct grilling versus indirect. On a Kamado, if you know going in that you're going to do that, you have to be very stingy. If it's lump charcoal, you just put a little bit down there, or a Weber kettle's the same way. The amount of charcoal you throw down is directly proportional to the amount of radiant and direct heat that you're going to get off that unit. So it's once you've got the charcoal in there and it's lit, it's too late. We all go on auto mode a lot of times when we, you know, just pour the charcoal in.
Right.
If you know you're going to do that in an open grilling scenario or like on a pit barbecue where you have a big, you know, a lot of these guys just fabricate like that big stainless job you've got, you're just pouring the coals on the bottom. What you can do in a scenario like that is just build your nice little pile, charcoal, build a pile, and then rake it across once it's red and use those, and then just gingerly feed it a little bit if you're doing a prolonged cook.
And that's exactly what I didn't do.
Right.
Well, and I had used the smoker or used the Kamado as a smoker rather than the prior cook.
So it just had charcoal in it.
The charcoal was in it, and all I did was relight it. Uh-huh. Right. But when I opened the lid to let the fire get going, which I always do anyway, pulled the plate setter off of there, which I use when I smoke. Right. Now I've got direct grilling. And before I knew it, I had this monstrous fire, and I had to go get the like 18-inch tongs because you couldn't reach over top of it. It was so hot.
That hair grows back.
Yeah, right. It did, or it will anyway. But at the end of the day, the lamb chops came out great because you like cooking those little lamb chops on that really high heat. It sears them in. You get them nice, medium, rare, and it's good. But there was a lesson learned there.
I feel sorry for little Lammy Pie.
Yeah, right. Well, he was sorry long before he hit my grill. So
yeah.
Anyway.
If you were listening last week, you might have heard David Webb on the show. David Webb is a Fox News contributor, a friend of mine from a ways back, and a friend of Big Paulie's. And he also does a show on Sirius Satellite, Patriot Channel 125. On Thursday nights at 11 o'clock, I'm on his show every week. And we had this running bet. Well, I lost with the Lions, so I had to send him a buck. But he also asked me, he put me on the spot on air and said, hey, I need a moose knuckle because he's got these Swedish friends, right? So I did get a hold of a buddy of mine who just shot a moose. And so I air freighted, overnighted that moose knuckle, some ground moose, and then I threw some of my venison in there with the buck in there with it.
Yeah.
So he's... probably today presenting that moose to his buddies, and they're, you know, in a high rise in Manhattan. They're gonna,
who else in Manhattan has eaten moose knuckle?
I know.
But on Christmas Eve, but those guys, right?
Oh, he's gonna be a god in that building.
Oh, yeah.
Because
absolutely.
Know the Swedes love their moose because they have a lot of it in caribou, so
yeah.
Reindeer I should say.
Coming up next, we're gonna go to Brute's Mix. You're not going to want to miss this. This is a homegrown West Michigan Bloody Mary, and we're going to break it down and let you know why you're going to want some of this. Coming up next. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Oh, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss her.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek Original Brew Pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real-deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It is the most wonderful time of the year. It's the Christmas Eve edition of the Grilling Guys. And we're so thankful that you tune in each and every week. And this is the time of year when we just pause and take a break and recognize that a couple knuckleheads like Barbecue Bob and I have an opportunity to meet some great people and have a ton of fun. And hopefully you're enjoying just a little bit about what we do each and every week on a Saturday morning. And I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Hey, I'm just fixing to refill my glass here with something incredible. But I just want to remind everybody, it is a time to be thankful. And we're so thankful for our troops. We've got a lot of people still deployed overseas and more coming. We're fighting a horrific battle around the globe against maybe 95 different factions. And we've got a lot of men and women that are laying down their personal protection for ours, and we want to salute them. And we also want to encourage you to go to GIBBQ.com. We're dangerously close, and I know I keep saying this, but it's that slow working with the government. We're just ready to get this last couple shipments approved, and we do need a little bit of freight, and we're probably going to talk about an ongoing mission to do this again. So if you have something you want to give to but you don't know what, those troops, go to GIBBQ.com. You can donate right on the website. If you throw $5 in, it'll help. But if you want to throw more in, it'll help that much more.
And the Grilling Guys and you are going to give those troops a little taste of home.
Yeah.
And that's all we're trying to do. 100% of this goes directly to the effort. There are zero administrative costs that anybody's taking on this. Barbecue Bob and I are just organizing this thing and making the push. So if you've got it in your heart to help a GI with a little bit of barbecue from home, we're the vehicle that can make that happen.
And if you don't know what it is, it is, we've so far delivered one shipment, but each shipment is a big Judge smoker like my unit, by American Barbecue Systems. It's a palette of original Juan American Stockyard barbecue sauce, and it's a palette of Parker Pure Mountain Charcoal. I can never say that.
Yeah.
And maybe some Grill Daddy or Fat Daddy's spices as well. Mm-hmm. We were helped by Stormy Cromer, Henry Repeating Arms, just a ton of people. Bonefish Grill, and they're up in the next segment. They stepped up big time. So, we appreciate all the help, but we want to get this last two shipments off because those troops deserve a good meal.
That's right. Speaking of good meals, in the mornings on Saturdays, one of the things I love to do is fire up a Bloody Mary. And joining us in the studio right now are Emily and Tyler, and they're from a place called Brutes Mix, which is, we talk about craft beer, we talk about vintners, we talk about cideries, we talk about
spirits.
Now we're going to talk about craft Bloody Mary mix. Emily, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this taste, this profile is beautiful. You dropped off a couple sample bottles, and I had not cracked the lid on mine yet because I know what happens when you do.
Right.
But tell us what inspired this.
All right, so this is Brutes Mix. What inspired me to make it was that I was an avid Bloody Mary drinker for years. Noticed that there was no healthy mixes on the market. I'm coming from the fitness industry. I was a personal trainer for 6 years.
You look like it.
Thank you.
Even though you did collapse your chair, that kind of scares me. You're probably pretty solid.
We're right after Thanksgiving. Give me a break.
Yeah.
And all the mixes on the market were filled with sodium, were filled with sugar, were filled with preservatives. So I thought, why not make a mix that's light, fresh, that you can drink more than one of?
So let me stop you there.
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself a millennial?
No.
Okay. Well, my kids are.
Yeah.
And my oldest son, Alex, is a fitness freak. Mm-hmm. He's in the Army Guard. He goes to Western. He works out incessantly, 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
And he'll break down every food you put into your body. It sounds like you're kind of doing that same thing, or have been, because you're a personal trainer.
Yeah, it's important. I think it's becoming more and more important for people all the time now to just be aware of what's going into their body, whether they're super health conscious or not. People are trying to avoid preservatives and avoid that additional salt and sugar when it's not necessary. So yeah, it's very important for me to check labels before I eat or drink anything.
So you were looking at all those other Bloody Mary mixes, and what did you see that disturbed you? What was the tipping point?
It's sodium all the way. Mixes are filled with so much additional salt that leaves you feeling really full, bloated, and not wanting to do anything else after you have a single Bloody Mary.
Well, that's wrong.
It is.
Because you
got
to have more than one Bloody Mary if you're drinking Bloody Marys. Now, Bob, you and I enjoy a good Bloody Mary.
Mm-hmm.
We've found a few places around that make them. But what makes this difference? I just took a sip of the mix, right? We don't have a mix with vodka here. We just are drinking the mix. And there's fiber in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took a drink and pulled out a little, what almost seemed like some sort of a rind or something. Tell us what's in this.
Yeah, so I'll walk you through like the flavor profile. The first ingredient that you're going to taste is a pickled jalapeno that I do myself. Jalapenos sit in a brine for 8 days before I put it into the mix. It's a brine that I created on my own. From there, fresh horseradish, straight off the root, grinded right into the kettle.
That's what that was that I had. Yeah, it was a piece.
So you're
of
getting a ton of that fresh flavor from the potency of the horseradish. From there, fresh black peppercorn and hand-squeezed lemons and limes. So the product is handcrafted from start to finish, which creates a huge profile.
Pretty labor-intensive.
It's very labor-intensive, but it was important to me. It will be important until the very end.
How'd you come up with the name Brute?
So Brutus is my dog. That's
sure.
On the
awesome.
Label.
No wonder I love this. It's named after a dog.
So
How can that be wrong?
I'm a big dog person, and this dog has been my entire life for the last 10 plus years.
I wouldn't say you're a big dog person based on the picture of this dog.
I'm a big little dog person.
Yeah. What kind of dog is Brute?
He's a Brutus. Chihuahua.
That's what I thought. Yeah. That's what I thought. They're a pretty unique little breed.
Yeah.
And bred for a purpose, too. They're
mm-hmm. right.
They're pretty
inspiring,
incredible.
Inspiring Bloody Mary mix.
They're incredible
they
little
right.
animals.
So Brutes Mix, right? Where can we find this stuff? You said you're in over 300 stores?
Yeah, I'm in over 300 locations across the state of Michigan. I also sell online. I'm doing a ton of online sales for the holiday.
What's that address?
So you can go to our website, which is www.brutesmix.com.
Spell that, please, the Brutes, because it's unique.
BRETSMIX.com.
Yeah. Brute. BRETT.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brute. BruteMix.com. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, is there more than one flavor, or is it you nailed it the first time and this is all we need?
It's my only flavor. I don't really have any plans to make another. I think that everything that you need is in the bottle already. That's another big thing I was going for, is most people have to buy Bloody Marys and kind of doctor them up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, why not add everything in the bottle already that people doctor it up with? So it's pour and serve. And
you know, I think I'm a really lousy golfer. And if it's a morning golf, afternoon golf, doesn't really matter. By the second or third hole, I'm looking for the cart girl. I want a Bloody Mary. And I'll generally get one right in the lounge or in the clubhouse. Country club, yeah. Because you very often get some bartenders who know how to make a good Bloody.
And no, you just mean they'll lean on it.
When yeah. I'm, yeah. Exactly. Hey, come on, a little more.
Yeah.
So when I golf, this is my go-to. And that's like not the only time I have them, but it's a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
I have to have a big styrofoam cup with a nice Bloody to feel good about my golf game, because I'm going to be losing balls and I get really thirsty.
That's what I'm going for.
So this comes in a quart jar. It kind of looks like a medicine jar. It's big, round. It's got a little neck on it and a little opening. But you can find this all over West Michigan in stores.
All over West Michigan, all over the entire state of Michigan.
Okay.
Stores, bars, hotels, kind of all around.
Very good.
That's awesome. Go to brutesmix.com and help fund Emily, because she's going to want to launch another product. This is so good. If you buy it, she's going to have so many people clamoring for more things. We'll have to put our thinking caps on, Jop, and give her some ideas.
Well, I already know I love it. And when we get a chance to drown a little vodka in it, I think it's just going to amp it up that much more.
So. You might have to do a Canadian version with a little clam in it.
Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah.
big on that.
They are huge on that. It
doesn't work for me.
It's delicious.
Coming up next, we got Mike Thorpe from the Bonefish Grill. I believe he's going to want to put this Brutes Mix on his menu. You listen to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
When he's coming down the chimney down. When he's coming down the chimney down. He'll have a big fat pack upon his back. And lots of goodies for you and for me.
This is Jop from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We just had a round of Virgin Marys. Bob pointed out that it's very appropriate for the Christmas season, and I couldn't agree more. But the people from Brutes Mix there, they got something going on there. This craft Bloody Mary mix is pretty cool. But you know what? There's another place, Barbecue Bob, that's got some stuff going on. And in the studio right now, we've got Mike Thorpe from the Bonefish Grill joining us. And we're going to talk a little bit about maybe grilled seafood items and things of that nature. What you thinking, man?
Yeah. So with no further ado, let's welcome the Thorpe brothers into the studio.
I've got my 9-year-old boy here with me, Layton.
Say hey, Layton. Say hello to everybody.
Hi.
Hey, perfect. I'm glad you're here, buddy. Merry Christmas.
You know, the first thing I want to do is, you know, thank you guys for the work that you did. You mentioned GI Barbecue earlier. Couldn't be, you know, happier to be a part of that. You know, I'm wearing my Stormy right now. I wear it often this time of year. So I'm extremely happy to and thankful that you guys are doing that and happy to be a part of it and look forward to doing more with it moving forward into 2017 as well.
So. Well, that's awesome. And those came in very handy. Those were a much sought-after item at the auction.
They were.
At the Chase Creek Smokehouse. Matter of fact, my best friend Carl bought one of them.
Right.
And his wife was just telling me, we're going down to St. Thomas with them for Joost Van Dyke here in a few more weeks. And when we got together to plan our trip, and Peggy was ranting and raving about the time they had. They brought all their kids because it was a big one. It was like a meal for eight or something. Mm-hmm. And have three kids, and they're married. And so it was perfect for all eight of them to go down there and have a wonderful meal. And they live up in Fremont in the woods. Jop's been to their house.
Right. Yep.
And, you know, they don't have anything like the Bonefish Grill in that. Most of us don't. We're lucky here in West Michigan to have one.
Right. So, Mike, tell us a little bit about the Bonefish Grill and holiday meals and the kind of stuff that you're doing there.
Absolutely. This time of year is by far my absolute favorite special set that we have. We're doing a Norwegian salmon with on a cedar plank with maple bourbon glaze, which is just unreal. I mean, cedar plank's been done, sure, absolutely. But you pair that up with that cedar or the maple bourbon glaze, and it's just out of this world.
No bacon?
No bacon on that one. No bacon on that one. But we, speaking of Brutes, we do put bacon in our Bloody Mary on Sundays. So got to have that in there, exactly.
Perfect.
Another thing that we're doing that we actually just started up for the next couple weeks over Christmas and New Year's, it's a surf and turf with a 6-ounce filet, 8-ounce if that's the route you want to go. But it's got a half lobster with it as well. So we take that half lobster and stuff the claw meat inside of there. So you're getting all kinds of claw, leg, and tail meat inside of there, and it's got a creamy sherry thermidor sauce on top.
Oh my gosh, I'm hungry.
Out of this world.
That does sound good.
That hard-boiled egg I had isn't working anymore.
So one other thing that we just added on, we've had a 13-ounce ribeye for a really long time, and we thought that was kind of weak, so we put an 18-ounce bone-in ribeye on our menu. Beautiful. It's not a special. It's there to stay.
And tell us about that, because it is the bonefish, but a lot of people want to go get seafood, but there's very often somebody in the crowd that isn't a big seafood fan.
Absolutely, and you know, we do the best we can to accommodate that. We have three different types of, you know, two fillets and a sirloin, and then, of course, I just mentioned our 18-ounce bone-in ribeye, all cooked over the same oak-burning grill, which is just going to give it that just that extra pop of flavor. And then we have a really great pork chop as well. So, you know, we've got a lot of other options on there other than just seafood.
And you've been chefing for a long time. How'd you get going as a chef?
You know, honestly, I started serving in a restaurant. I loved the idea of just delivering an experience to people. And it doesn't get any better than when you move up in an opportunity to go to a restaurant like Bonefish. And
were you at the flat? Were you in one of the Gilmore places?
I was. Yeah. I was with the Gilmore Collection for a while. That's where we all first met. Over in Lowell at Flat River.
All my kids have worked there.
Beautiful, beautiful restaurant. Chef Jim over there does such a great job that I still talk to him every once in a while.
Yeah, we see him all the time.
Yeah. Great, great restaurant.
That's awesome. And you're bringing your son up, maybe in the business. Is Leighton going to be back there frying bacon up for you someday?
Cause yeah.
I heard he's a baconator.
Yeah, he loves bacon, right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he likes to get in the kitchen with me. We do some experiments from time to time, try some new things. Absolutely.
Sure. So it's cool for Christmas that Leighton gets to come into the studio with you. Tell us, what school do you go to?
Inno Academy.
What is it?
Inno Academy.
Oh.
To charter school out in Zeeland.
Awesome.
Oh, okay.
And so you live around the Zeeland area?
We actually live right over in Granville, Wyoming area. So we
but
travel
you found
out there.
A great charter school.
Absolutely.
And how cool is that? You get to come and make some radio with your dad. Mm-hmm. Do you like going to work with him?
Yeah.
Does he put you to work? Do you have to wash the dishes and do all the grunt work that nobody wants to
roll
do?
Some silverware?
Oh, that's cool. We're so glad you stopped in.
Absolutely.
So you're actually a managing partner at Bonefish.
Correct, yes.
That's a very great opportunity.
Absolutely.
How many restaurants do they have around the country?
Total, we have about 195. Wow. And growing.
Wow.
And growing.
And that's not a common chain at all, because when you walk into the one in Grand Rapids anyway, and there are more in Michigan?
There's two more in Michigan.
Where are they?
Over in the Detroit area, Novi and Troy.
Oh, of course. When you walk in there, though, I mean, you don't get the feel of a corporate restaurant at all.
It
feels like some local guy just has great taste.
This is the first, this is a huge compliment to that restaurant, because when they first opened, I had a business around the corner on Cascade Road, and I was maybe a regular there. And what the bartenders would do is the first time I'd ever seen it happen, they would take and write their name on a little table tent, just a piece of bent paper in half. They'd write their name on the front so you knew you could address the bartender with their first name, but they'd write your name on the back. And they'd come up and introduce themselves when you first walk in. So immediately you had a first name basis with the bartender, and you didn't say, "Hey, you, can I have another drink?" And it just took the whole experience up a notch when you can really Wonderful. Address them as a friend. And I always thought that's the cool. It's so simple, but it's the coolest thing. And then after I've been there a couple times, they remember, mm-hmm. right? Maybe more than a couple times I was there. But they remember.
So the waitresses never knew your name, just the bartender.
Correct.
Okay.
But then, it was the kind of place like Cheers, where you walked in and the drink was on the bar before you sat down. I mean, really, right. It's that kind of a place. It's a hometown place. It's not a chain
at
all.
Well, you probably make it easy for them, because I notice everywhere we go, they do that for you.
Right, right, yeah.
Well, that's
I do have some haunts, yeah.
That is a huge, huge compliment to our team and our bartenders and really the entire staff there. We're very much focused on the fact that, there's 195, but there's only one here in Grand Rapids. And we want to take care of Grand Rapids and the people who are coming into our restaurant.
Let's talk about grilling fish.
Absolutely.
What's the biggest mistake people make?
Overcooking it.
Mm.
Easily overcooking it. Sometimes, it's almost the same when you look at it from a steak point of view, depending on what type of fish it is, the thickness, the density. You want to make sure that you're not overcooking it. Let it finish. Take it off the grill and let it finish cooking through.
Do you guys ever use mesh trays to grill in so that you can not let it stick to the grates?
Depending on the type of fish that we're using, we're doing different types of techniques. But for the most part, we're just putting it right on the grill. Right now we have our swordfish, which is perfect on a grill.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one you don't.
Is it a flat top or does it actually have grill grates?
Oh, no, it's grates. Absolutely. Okay.
And mm-hmm. It's wood-fired.
It is wood-fired,
So yes. What's the secret to keeping it from falling apart?
First of all, you've got to make sure that you get a little bit of oil on it. Once we season our fish, we do put a little bit of oil on it, straight onto the fish.
So hungry right now.
And then we put a little bit of oil on the grill. Not too much, because we don't want it to overwhelm the fish itself.
So do you have you have a device that you can just apply oil to that grate before you put
bottle.
It on?
Mm-hmm. It's a nice little spray bottle.
Get a little flare-up when you do that, too.
And then when we're turning it, it's just a large spatula. If it's too small, then that's when you're going to run into that problem. The fish is going to fall off the edge of it. It's a large spatula. You're going to have no problem with that.
You're going to take that fish and season it. You're going to put some oil on it, season mm-hmm. it, and let it sit for a few minutes so that that oil kind of penetrates a little bit.
Yep,
okay, nice that sounds yep. – I'm so stinking hungry. I can't wait to come over and see you again. Mike Thorpe, thanks so much for joining
My
us.
Pleasure.
And Leighton, your rock star, buddy. Keep frying that bacon up for Dad because his bacon skills aren't so great. That's Bonefish Grill, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Stop in and patronize these folks because they gave big time, to quote Trump, big time to the GI barbecue effort.
Thorpe, thanks so much for making time for us. Coming up next, it's the Goomba from the East Coast, Big Paul. He's going to talk some Christmas food. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Mother and child, holy infant, so tender and
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard. I exercise and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street. Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style.
In the air, there's a barbecue cooking. Because you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Welcome back. Barbecue Bob, see, I got a little bit of singing in me. Not much. You're the singer of the two of us.
You just cut Dean Martin right off. You know, one of the greatest Italian singers and comedians, actors in the country. So let's stick with the Italian theme. What do you think?
I think that's a great thing.
We got a Goomba sitting in a barber's chair out there, probably Pennsylvania. Yo, Big Paulie.
Bobby, am I on? How are you?
You're on.
I'm on, live and not so local. I'm actually, you know where I am right now? I'm in West Paterson, New Jersey. My best buddy Tommy's been cutting my hair since I was 6 years old. He was seven then. Now he's an old man, but I'm still young.
And he was using a buck knife back then.
Well, you use a buck knife. That's what he does. It's not too sharp. That's what hurts.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a big job because that's quite a mop of hair you've got. I'm pretty envious.
You know us Goombas. We got the hair, got to go right. You get a manicure, you get ready for Christmas, then you got the New Year's. You understand?
Yeah.
This is an operation here. This is not screwing around. This is an operation.
Okay, so glad that you're not going to be looking shabby and shoddy as usual.
My wife wants me to look respectable, she said, which is very hard to do.
Yeah, the barber's not going to do all of that. You got more work to do than that, brother.
Yeah, I got a lot more work. get a facelift.
So,
anyway.
So let's talk about the East Coast Christmas and what maybe some of the traditions, food traditions, are for you guys out there.
Oh, yeah, and perfect for the Grilling Guys because my wife, God bless her, she has started 26 years, it'll be 27 years in February, married. She started traditions. And we've kept them. And one of them was on Christmas, we have Christmas Eve, we do a classic type of dinner with a standing prime rib that's about as big as a Volkswagen. All right? We get to dinner, let me tell you, and she cooks it delicious. In fact, we have to have it ordered in from our butcher. He orders it ahead of time because it's hard to get, you know, a nice big, you know, big prime rib. It's a restaurant quality. And then she also does Yorkshire pudding, which, you know, for me, that is just terrific. It's classic, and she's just unbelievable. And when she cuts it like almost like, you know, Fred Flintstone used to have the brontosaurus burger.
That's
what we do at the Rotella House on Christmas Eve, you know, which is very un-Italian, you know.
Yeah, very, well, that's because you're American, you know, and you can't help but.
Well, you know, my wife's half Irish, half German, but you know what? It's a nice thing because it's the tradition, you know, we love it. And then afterwards we go watch Christmas Carol, and then we retire, and then Santa comes. This year, you know, we got a tree. Jupe, you're going to love that job. You love this 18-foot tree in our house.
What? Really?
18-foot. I got to send a picture of it. My boy Billy, who, you know, 6'2", plays football. He's not even about a third of the way up the tree looking up at it. He said he wanted a big tree because he's up at Amherst playing football, right? He says, I want a big tree this year. So we went out and found the biggest tree we could find and had it installed 2 days ago. And you have got to see this tree. So
send a picture, man. I'd love to see that.
Oh, I'm going to send a picture. You know, and we don't decorate the tree till Christmas Eve. So the traditions in our house are myriad, you know. And Santa Claus comes. We had a Santa Claus come when my son, Sean Paul, was 1 year old. This guy is Santa Claus, okay? He's got a license as he's Santa Claus. He's got reindeer. And he comes to the house. Well, about 5 years ago, maybe longer now, I don't know when it was. The kids are older. We said, you know, you're older now. I think Billy was like 12 or something, 13. He said, you know, what do you think? Like, oh, no, we have to have Santa come. So Santa still comes to our house on Christmas Eve, tells us about his two sons. One's in the Marines, one's in the Air Force. You like that, Bobby. And it's just really, you know, it's fun. And it's a great tradition. And he brings his jingle bells. He brings his gifts. Then we have a beautiful dinner. But I was thinking, man, what a great idea for the Grilling Guys. We do have the best piece of prime rib on the East Coast that my wife makes. So it's a great Christmas Eve, guys. And you know, this is a difficult time of year for a lot of people. You know, things aren't that great. We're trying to get things better. We're trying to make radio great again. We're going to make grilling great again. We're going to make America great again. But I know a lot of people right now, you know, at this time of year, it's kind of tough. Not everybody's doing great. Everybody's cutting back. But I think it's important to remember all the people that are serving our country in uniform, at a standing post overseas, so we can have a nice Christmas. And if you want to donate a dollar or two to one of the many wonderful programs we have for our veterans, think about that this Christmas. I had to put that in there, and I know, Bobby, you're going to do a great job talking about these things. But that's what Christmas is all about. We got to remember each other. We got to take care of each other. And we're going to do great together. I am so looking forward to 2017. And I think the whole country is looking to get back in, I don't know what you call it, but get back in line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So we're looking forward to these things. I'm looking forward to them. And what more can I say except I love you guys. Oh, you want to hear something great? One of my buddies got nominated for Secretary of the Army, Rene Viola.
Really?
Yeah, another Goomba.
Awesome. That's good. Yeah, maybe we have a little bit better connection now to get this Operation GI Barbecue taken care of.
Maybe,
yeah.
You know what? Maybe we will. You know, he's a West Pointer. He used to run the Merck. He actually owns the Panthers in Florida, the hockey team.
Oh. He's a hockey player.
And what a
too.
Terrific guy. And his kids are terrific. His kids run the hockey team. I mean, just terrific guy. And he's going to do a great job for us. So you know, we're looking forward to 2017. I can't wait. We'll have a new president, a new administration. Hopefully some new good things will happen for America. But bottom line is, let me wish you and your wonderful audience a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and just a wonderful, blessed 2017, guys.
Thanks to you and your family as well. Listen, can you stay up till 11 o'clock on Thursday nights? Because, you know, our good buddy Webb has me on his show every Thursday, and I'm just hoping that you're checking that out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, David's a sweetheart. I love David. He's a great guy. Always give my best regards because he's just one of the best. Tell him, you know, me, you, and him, I got to teach him how to eat pasta, you know? He's another Metagon, doesn't know about pasta.
Well, next time you talk to him.
My restaurant, we're going to have nice pasta.
Next time you talk to him, ask him about the moose. So he can tell you about some venison I sent him.
Oh, that's great.
You know, I was on there a couple weeks ago, and he had a female from New Jersey filling in. And she was looking at my site as I'm doing my little chat. And she chimes right in. She goes, Paul Rotella's on your board of directors. She lit right up. She's a Jersey broadcaster. I'm sorry I forgot her name, but that was pretty funny. Paulie knows everybody, Jop. Right. So, hey, we got to head off here, but it's so great to talk to you, and just want to wish you and all of your friends in the New Jersey Broadcasters Association a very Merry Christmas. Appreciate all your help, and miss you, pal. Hope to see
so much.
You soon.
I hope we get to hook up in the new year. And
yeah.
My buddy Tommy says I got to put the phone down now because he wants to cut my hair. Otherwise, he's going to make me look like, I don't know, Vinny Bumbach. So we're going to do that.
All right, buddy. But,
hey, gentlemen, I love you guys. Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, all right.
Very good.
That is Big Paulie, Paul Rotella from the New Jersey Broadcasters Association.
Yeah, among other things.
Yeah, he has quite a storied past. And, boy, if you want to learn some magic, there's a guy you want to hang around with because he's like Raymond, man. Everybody loves him.
Yeah. Well, how can you not? I mean, he's just loaded with personality. I mean, the guy lets us talk to him while he's sitting in a barber chair, for Christ's sakes. You know, I mean, it's just, he's having fun.
For Christ's sake.
And he just enjoys life. And there's a good lesson to be learned right there. He works his butt off, but he has a lot of fun while he's doing it. And just lives life to the fullest.
Yeah. Christmas traditions, it's funny. They do standing prime rib. My wife does that on Christmas Day, and we did that recipe last week. I have mine ordered at Sobeys.
Do you?
What's going to be your Christmas meal?
You know what? We're going to do a little bit of a smorgasbord. I'm going to grill up a little bit of pork. I'm going to grill up some chicken, and I'm actually going to grill some steaks. And the people that I'm with wanted a little variety, so I said I can do a little bit of all of that. So we're not doing anything huge, but just a lot of little things. And like I said, when I'm over this evening to your place, you'll see some of the stuff that we're doing for the others as well, because we've had a little bit of fun this year in turning some of the food into artwork. And so I think you're going to like it when we show up.
Oh, you know I'm big on art.
Yeah, right, exactly. Edible art at this point. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to finish this Christmas Eve show with a little perfect venison marinade. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a manny, manny, man, a man, man, man. You are now a man, you're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan, home of the best pasty you'll ever have. You got to get in there and get one when they're hot out of the oven. They're fantastic. So today's man law is kind of appropriate for this type of year because there might be people out there a little lonely. Never lose touch with your buddies. A guy without friends is lost.
Yeah, you know what? That is the case. And all it takes is a phone call, a text, or just a little reach out to your buddies. And, you know, you don't have to make a long thing of it, but just say, hey, man, thinking about you today. Hope you and your family have a wonderful holiday season. That costs you nothing.
Really? And it's so important to do.
Right. It's one of the best gifts you can have.
You're absolutely right. I did that on my way into the studio. I was running a little late, but I was using Siri to text my buddy who's out in D.C. He's with the FBI. He's stationed out there just temporary for 6 months or so, and I know he's lonely.
Right.
And so I just checked in with him, and man, he gave me like 3 or 4 paragraphs of a response. He just loved the fact
lit
that
up,
somebody
huh?
from
yeah.
home
yeah.
is checking up on him. So he's a good man, and he's doing an important job. He's a sniper for the FBI, and that's a big duty.
Yeah.
So today's a little tip. I noticed something when I was looking through these. I'm trying to find a recipe or something cool to do, and I'm noticing this common thread amongst if you go to thegrillingguys.com and you go to the menu bar and look for recipes, if it says perfect on it, a little word to the wise, It just means I made it. And I noticed I name every recipe I come up with like the best or perfect. Yeah. Or this one is perfect venison marinade. So I apologize. Yeah. I really apologize. So I'm always shocked that it comes out. I probably have to write perfect. But this one is just for some venison steaks or chops. And it's real simple. It takes a half cup of white vinegar. It takes a half cup of ketchup, some vegetable oil, Worcestershire, garlic cloves, ground mustard, and salt and crushed red pepper. And that's really a simple and also a lot of common ingredients in a lot of marinades. The little sachet I gave it was with the ketchup. And I guess because some people's venison maybe isn't treated properly or it was just old or whatever, it might have a little gaminess or there's a fear of gaminess. I wanted to put a pretty hefty profile on this so that when you took a bite of it, you were picking up all sorts of aromas and flavors. And just as a safety device, if it were a little strong or a little gamey, which I hardly ever find on any venison, most hunters are so careful with their meat. Don't you agree?
Well, it's you got to let it hang long enough and drain out, and then you want to clean it out a little bit. Make sure. I mean, if you hose down your animal, you want to pat it dry, but then you want to let it hang for a day or two if you can, if the temperature's right, so that because it's that blood that makes everything so strong tasting, and if you can get that out of there when it hangs, then you're going to get a much better cut of meat.
I shot a young doe, and I got to tell you, it's the ultimate meat. You'll never want an older deer if you eat a nice young doe a year and a half old.
Right.
I mean, you don't get as much meat, but my goodness, it is so tender and so mild. It's just like lamb. You know, the difference between lamb and mutton is that once it's a year old, it's mutton.
Right.
It doesn't taste the same.
Right. It's nuttin' when it's mutton.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. Yeah. And so if it's not a doe, it's what? Don't even go there. So anyway, look on the grillingguys.com and look for perfect venison marinade.
Barbecue Bob, Merry Christmas to you, brother. It's been another great year. Really enjoy sitting across from you and doing this show. It's a blessing. And that a couple knuckleheads like us can have fun on every Saturday morning and reach out to America and let them know that there's some grilling guys out here that want to give them some help. So here's to you, brother, and I'm looking forward to spending some time with you and your family this evening.
Great. All right. Merry Christmas to you all, and we'll be back next week.
Many ways, Merry Christmas to you.